We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo!
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 3rd, goes to Turning Point USA at Clemson University. Drop one of Clue's bombs for the upstate of South Carolina. 864, what's happening? For the record, I love my entire state of South Carolina, but I represent the Low Country, 843 all day, and the 803, the Metro, home of the South Carolina Gamecocks. Drop one of Clue's bombs for the South Carolina Gamecocks. I can't even let the words Clemson come out of my mouth without saluting the garnet and black of the South Carolina Gamecocks, okay? That's my wife's alma mater, by the way. Now that we got that out the way, let's handle business, all right? It is indeed the third day of Black History Month, and I've been waiting for the foolishness that surrounds any celebration of blackness to begin, especially when you have Ron DeSantis bullying the College Board into stripping down its AP curriculum for African-American studies, and when you have conservative-led states and school districts banning so-called critical race theory. Yes, 30% of educators in red states have limited discussions of black history, so in a minute, they gonna get rid of this month altogether. Oh, it's coming, baby. Black History Month gonna be Black History Week by 2024 and Black History Day by 2025. I can see it now. It's already the shortest month of the year. And if someone like DeSantis gets in that White House in 2024, you can kiss Black History Month goodbye. Trust and believe, all right? It's already the shortest month of the year. And the reason they put it right before March is because they know that's all black people gonna do in regards to the injustice we face in this country. That's what happens. We learn about what's happening with us and to us, and then we march. The history of who we are and marching go hand in hand. Okay, it's not a coincidence. March is the month after Black History. Now stay woke. Matter of fact, go get a nap. Okay, I'll be joining you shortly because I'm tired. All right, I'm tired of us being the most unserious country on the planet. All right, we just out here, bro. Okay, everybody just doing things. Okay, there is absolutely no thought going into nothing everybody is doing. Okay, it feels like they're just trying to get into the. It feels like everybody's just trying to get into the rock and troll Hall of Fame. Okay, nothing feels real. Everything feels like one long, terrible SNL sketch. And you know SNL be having some long, terrible sketches. And today's no exception because Turning Point USA at Clemson, a couple of days ago, actually on the first day of Black History Month, decided to have a bake sale. Not just any kind of bake sale, though. Let's go to WYFF News Channel 4 for the report, please.
Only on 4, an affirmative action bake sale at Clemson University today left a number of students upset.
Carol Nigel, Turning Point USA at Clemson says it held the event in opposition of affirmative action. In photos sent to WYFF News 4, it shows a poster with prices for the cookies varying based on a person's race. The comments on the organization's Instagram post called the poster racist, disturbing, and bringing up that it was put up on the first day of Black History Month. One student had this to say.
I was shocked, like, because I didn't think Clemson would allow something like that happen on campus. The fact they had the prices and it being the first day of Black History Month, like, I feel like that was very much planned out. Like, it was very strategic the way they did that.
An affirmative action bake sale. I repeat, an affirmative action bake sale. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but last I checked, affirmative action was defined as a set of procedures designed to eliminate unlawful discrimination among applicants, remedy the results of such prior discrimination, and prevent discrimination in the future. All of that is great. But what the hell that got to do with cookies, Turning Point USA at Clemson? Okay, these fools had a sign showing each cookie at a different price based on the customer's race. All right, these fools had Asian cookies at $1.50, white cookies for $1, Hispanic cookies for a Curtis Jackson, black cookies for 20 cents, and Native American cookies free. I'm just glad they didn't do theme cookies. Like, this could have been way worse. They just had regular cookies like chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, peanut butter, but they could have jumped out the window and had fortune cookies for Asians. Okay, large chunks of cooked meth, commonly called meth cookies for the whites, and biscuits, aka N-word cookies for black people. Welcome to Popeye's Chicken and N-word cookies. May I take your order? I'm sorry. Listen, man, here's the thing. Turning Point USA Clemson said they held this event in opposition to affirmative action. It's a debate as old as time, folks. Okay, people who oppose affirmative action say that it is unfair to use race as a consideration in admitting students to a college or university. Opponents of affirmative action say that it's reverse discrimination and that it's wrong for the government ever to use race in regards to giving out benefits like government contracts, jobs, or admissions to school. I love when people use the term reverse discrimination, because it's usually the people who use that term who try to gaslight you and tell you racial discrimination is a figment of our imaginations in the first place. And this is how they try to gaslight you. Okay, Clemson TPUSA chapter said the bake sale was in an effort to highlight what takes place at other universities like Harvard and UNC, and that it was not targeting Clemson. Let me tell you something, Turning Point USA at Clemson. If y'all don't shut the F up forever, what the hell do people at Clemson care about what's going on at Harvard and UNC? Okay, if you care about what's going on at Harvard and UNC, take that bake sale and stale-ass cookies to UNC. Okay, 4 hours and 16 minutes drive via I-85 North. Bye. Okay? Clemson, Turning Point USA. You want to go to Harvard? 15 hours and 15 minutes drive via I-85 North and I-95 North. Bye. Okay? Go. If you're going to make up reasons to do stuff like this, at least make up decent ones. Okay? At least make up ones that make sense. All right? You trying to highlight what happens at two other schools at your school? Abort mission. I've seen enough. Okay? And look, I totally disagree with your stance on affirmative action, okay? Instead of whipping up a fresh table of cookies, how about just simply explain to me why you are opposed to affirmative action? I would love to hear an intelligent, non-racist response, but we know we will never get that because there isn't one. That's why Turning Point USA at Clemson has to resort to silly-ass, soft-batch stunts like this. Please give Turning Point USA at Clemson the biggest hee-haw.
All right, Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, we have author, trainer, Jason Wilson. He's been up here before, and we're going to talk to him again. He has a new documentary we're going to kick it about. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.